第四章。
Let us first turn to John chapter 4.
约翰福音的第四章。
The book of John chapter 4.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
主耶稣有一次跟一个撒玛利亚的妇人在谈道理。
One time Jesus spoke about the truth with a Samaritan woman.
谈道理的最后，他结论神是什么。
And at the end of their conversation, Jesus concluded who God is.
24节,
Verse 24.
神是灵, 所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
Verse 24. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth.
我们要了解我们敬拜的神是灵。
We need to understand that the God whom we worship is spirit.
灵是充满宇宙万物。
His spirit fills the entire universe.
他进入到人的心。
He enters into the hearts of man.
我们如果对他有这个认识,
If we have this understanding,
我们就晓得怎么样来敬拜他。
Then we know how to worship him.
我们要用我们的心和诚实就是真理来敬拜他。
We need to worship him with both our spirit and truth.
所以我们来到神的面前要用心。
Therefore, as we come before God, we need to come with our heart.
用心的人才能够拜祷，才能够真正敬拜神。
Because only those who come before God with a sincere heart can worship God.
如果我们不用心，我们来的所做的是枉然的。
If we do not have a sincere heart in pursuing after God, then what we're doing is in vain.
主耶稣有一次在传福音的人，传福音的时候，有人问他，得救的人少吗？
One time when Jesus was preaching, somebody asked him, Jesus, are there only few who can be saved?
主耶稣说要努力进窄门。
And Jesus says that you must struggle to enter into the narrow gate.
因为要得救的那个门很小。
Because the gate towards salvation is narrow.
而且那个通往那个得救那个门的路也很窄。
And the path toward the gate of salvation is narrow.
所以主耶稣说你要努力进天国。
Therefore, Jesus says that you must strive and struggle to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
只有用心的人才能够进入神的国度。
Only those people who have a sincere heart of pursuing after the kingdom of heaven can enter the kingdom of heaven.
我们要走这个天国路，就是要跟着主耶稣走。
Walk on this path toward heaven, we must walk behind Jesus.
因为我们没有一个人知道天国怎么走。
Because no one knows how to walk toward heaven.
也没有人去过天国。
And no one has been to heaven.
只有主耶稣从天上来到我们人间。
Jesus himself came into this world from heaven.
他是两千年前来到这世上。
2000 years ago, he came in the form of flesh.
后来他离开升天了，再回到天上去。
Later on, he departed again and ascended to heaven.
这条路只有耶稣走过。
So only Jesus has gone on this path before.
所以主耶稣说，我是道路、真理、生命。
Therefore, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
如果不借着我，没有人能够得到父神那里去。
Without going through me, no one can go to the Father.
所以我们要跟从耶稣。
Therefore, we need to follow Jesus.
才能够到天国。
Then we can go to heaven.
天国是我们将来人死了以后我们受审判完了以后得救的人所到的地方。
Heaven is the place that those after the judgment has passed, those who are being saved will go.
也是我们信主的人最终的目标。
And it is for us believers the ultimate goal.
所以我们今天来研读圣经的真理。
Therefore today as we readof the truth in the scripture.
我们要找要往天国的那条路。
We need to search in it for the path toward heaven.
我们要跟着主耶稣走。
We need to follow the path of Jesus Christ.
我们来看主耶稣怎么讲。
Let us look at what Jesus says.
路加福音第九章。
In Luke chapter 9.
路加福音九章二十三节。
The book of Luke chapter 9 verse 23.
九章的二十三节。
Luke chapter 9 verse 23.
耶稣又对众人说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Verse 23. Then he said to them all, If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.
谁要跟耶稣到天国呢？
Who wants to go and follow Jesus to the kingdom of heaven?
就要舍己，天天背起十字架。
Whoever wants to do so,needs to deny himself and take up his cross daily.
这里讲的背十字架就是舍己的意思。
And here, by taking up our cross, means to deny ourselves.
哎，十字架本来是一个羞辱的记号。
The cross originally was a sign of shame.
哎，罗马两千年前，罗马国的最残酷的刑法，对犯人最残酷的刑法就是把它钉在十字架。
2000 years ago, the most cruel penalty under the Roman Empire toward criminals is to crucify them on the cross.
主耶稣没有罪。
Jesus was sinless.
他为什么会被钉十字架？
So why was Jesus crucified on the cross?
圣经告诉我是为我们的罪。
The Bible tells us that he was crucified for our sins.
哎，因为他带罪了，所以我们人有罪就免得受神的刑罚了。
Because he took on our sin on our behalf, therefore we as human beings no longer need to go through the judgment.
主耶稣成就了神的旨意。
Jesus has fulfilled the will of God.
哎，他没有按照他自己的意思做。
He did not do according his own will.
所以叫做舍己。
Therefore, we say that he has denied himself.
哎，所以今天要背起十字架，我们要背起自己的十字架来舍己。
Therefore, today, we need to take up our own cross. We need to deny ourselves.
这样子的人才能够跟从主耶稣。
Only such a person can follow Jesus.
哎，舍己就是舍掉自己的意见。
To deny oneself is to deny one's own will.
哎，把自己的意见钉在十字架上。
One's own opinions, we crucify them on the cross.
把我们自己钉在十字架。
We crucify ourselves on the cross.
完全的跟着圣经的真理来走。
To follow completely with the truth in the Bible.
只有这种人把自己的意见钉在十字架，才有办法跟从耶稣。
Only such a person who crucifies his own opinions on the cross can follow Jesus.
因为我们自己的意见常常跟神的旨意是颠倒的。
Because very often our own opinions are in the opposite direction to God's will.
没有人知道神的事情。
No one knows the things of God.
圣经告诉我们，除了圣灵能够让我们知道神的事情。
The Bible tells us that aside from the Holy Spirit, who can tell us the things of God?
因为神住在灵的属灵的境界。
No one else can because God lives in the spiritual realm.
我们住在一个属肉的世界。
And we live in the physical realm.
我们人不可能用自己的头脑、自己的理智走到那个属灵的境界里面。
Therefore, as human beings, we can never be able to use our own knowledge, our own thinking to think about the things in the spiritual realm.
因为没有人到过那个属灵的境界里面。
Because nobody has ever been in the spiritual realm.
也没有人能够用头脑想出来那个属灵的境界是怎么样的情形。
And no one has the capability to use their mind to imagine what the spiritual realm might look like.
所以在人类历史里面，没有一个人可以用自己的头脑想出来到天国去。
That is why in the history of mankind, no one has ever been able to use their own mind to imagine what it is like in heaven.
所以主耶稣说，如果你要跟着我到天国去，你不能用你的头脑、你的理智。
That is why Jesus says that if you want to follow me, to enter the kingdom of heaven, you cannot use your own intelligence or your own mind.
因为我们不可能到那个地方，也不可能想到那个地方。
It is impossible for you to lead yourself to that place, and it is impossible for you to have thoughts concerning that place.
我们今天被神的灵感动以后，想要跟从主耶稣。
Today, after we have been moved by the Spirit of God, we want to follow Jesus.
我们要明白，要舍掉自己的意见。
But first, we need to understand that we need to deny ourselves, deny our own opinions.
自己的情绪。
Our own desires.
那要天天跟着背着十字架。
And to carry our cross daily.
什么叫做天天？
What does it mean to do so daily?
天天就是随时啊，随时随地。
Daily means at any time, at anywhere.
不是在安息日从十点半到下午四点钟而已。
It is not simply on the Saturday, on Sabbath day, from 10:30 to 4 p.m.
我们要天天的跟主耶稣在一起。
Instead, we need to be with the Lord Jesus daily.
天天要想是主耶稣的话。
We need to meditate upon the words of Jesus daily.
我们不要安息日听到道理以后，隔天就忘记了安息日讲什么。
We should not listen to the gospel on Saturday and then forget about the gospel on Sunday.
所以到了下一个礼拜一来，上个礼拜讲的是什么不知道。
When next week arrives, we should not forget what last week's sermon was about.
那个不是叫天天的。
Because if we do so, then that is not following Christ daily.
哎，那我们要跟从主。
But we need to follow the Lord.
就是跟着主耶稣的后面走。
That is to follow behind the Lord.
这个就是主动的、积极的亲近主。
That is to proactively draw ourselves closer to the Lord.
哎，这个是不容易做到的。
And this is not a simple task.
一般的时候人都是被动的。
Normally people are passive.
我们今天早上十点半有聚会，所以我们就说啊，十点半有聚会，我一定要到喜乐波教会来聚会。
For example, this morning at 10:30 in the morning, we have a service in Hillsborough. So that is why we get up in the morning and we come here to church.
因为那个是神的诫命，要遵守安息日。
And because it is the commandment of God to observe the Sabbath day.
但是我们有多少时候说，我为什么要来敬拜神呢？
But how often do we ask ourselves why we come to worship God?
那敬拜神，安息日敬拜神，能够给我什么东西？
And coming to worship God, what does it allow us to gain?
圣经告诉我们,
the Bible tells us,
安息日是让我们得到安息,
that the Sabbath day gives us rest.
同时我们要思想神的救恩, 拯救的救赎。
And at the same time, during the Sabbath day, we think about the salvation of God and His salvation, His work.
所以我们在这一天要了解主耶稣怎么样，他用他的宝血洗掉我们的罪。
So on this day, we need to understand how the Lord Jesus washed away our sins with His precious blood.
因为这是诫命里面所讲的。
This is what the commandment says.
你要思想神怎么样使旧约的选民从出埃及记的救恩。
It says that you must think about how God delivered His chosen people from the land of Egypt.
对今天来讲，
For us today,
就是主耶稣怎么钉死十字架为我救得的我能够得到的救赎。
That means we need to think about how Jesus was crucified on the cross, so that we can obtain the salvation we have today.
如果我们有这样的明白
，If we have this understanding,
我们亲近主，跟从主
，then we can draw ourselves closer to the Lord and follow Him.
因为是我从心里面明白，自甘情愿的来。
Because we have clearly understood by ourselves why we need to draw near to the Lord.
你不是来聚会，是因为人家告诉我们的。
We no longer come to service because other people tell us.
你来聚会的时候，你会很高兴、喜乐。
When we come to service, we will be joyful and happy.
你一个礼拜就盼望着这一天。
This will be the day that we hope for through the entire week.
你会很早早就来教会。
We will come very early to church.
你到教会来会先到祷告室去祷告。
And when we come to church, we will first go into the prayer room to pray.
你会感谢神。
We will thank God.
这就是积极的跟从主。
This is to proactively follow the Lord.
这种就是想要亲近神的人。
And this kind of a person is one who wants to follow the Lord.
我们今天就来早上来一起来分享啊，背天天背起十字架。
Therefore, this morning we will share about carrying our cross daily.
然后来亲近神，跟从神。
To draw near to the Lord and to follow Him.
什么叫做十字架？在新约里面。
In the New Testament, what is the cross?
我们来看加拉太书。
Let us turn to the book of Galatians.
加拉太书第五章。
The book of Galatians, chapter 5,
第五章二十四节,
chapter 5, verse 24.
十字架的教训对我们今天来讲是什么?
What is the teaching on the cross for us today?
除了十字架主耶稣的救恩以外,
aside from the salvation of the Lord Jesus on the cross,
在我们天国路上有很重要的意义。
It has a very significant meaning for us on our path toward heaven.
加拉太书五章二十四节。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 24.
凡属基督耶稣的人是已经把肉体的连肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上了。我们再看第六章十四节。
Chapter 6 verse 14.
六章十四节。
Chapter 6 verse 14.
但我断不以别的夸口，只夸我们主耶稣基督的十字架，因为这十字架就我而论。世界已经钉在十字架上了，就世界而论，我已经钉在十字架了啊！这个经节给我们走天国路有很大的启示。
These verses reveal a lot to us concerning the path toward the kingdom of heaven.
被钉在十字架就是把那个东西啊钉在那里，让它死掉。
To crucify something on the cross is to nail it on the cross so that it dies.
跟我分开了。
So that we are separated from it.
那我们走天国路，跟从主耶稣，亲近主，要是把什么分开？
And so for us who are walking on the path of heaven, following Jesus, what do we need to be separate from?
这里说要把世界分开。
The here it tells us that we need to be separate
from the world. 我们要跟世界分开。
We need to be separate from the world.
这个不是说我们到山上去住了啊，不要跟人在一起。
This does not mean that we should go and live on the mountains away from people.
哎，要把世界影响我们亲近神、走天国路的这世界上这些事啊，把它拿掉。
Instead, we should take away the things in the world that can detract us from following after the Lord.
哎，保罗说啊，我只夸口主耶稣的基督的十字架。
Paul here says that I should only boast of the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
圣经告诉我们，我们不要夸口。
The Bible tells us that we should not boast.
哎，不要以为自己能够做很多事，我今天要做什么，今天要做什么，那是夸口。
We should not think that we can do many things, that we want to do this or that today. That is boasting.
圣经告诉我们要谦卑。
The Bible tells us to be humble.
但是只有一件事情你可以夸口。
However, there is only one thing you can boast about.
夸口主耶稣的钉十字架。
That is to boast of the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
我可以夸口，我跟世界是断绝的。
That means we can boast of the fact that we have been separated from the world.
我有这个决心。
We have the determination.
你可以夸口这件事情啊。
We can boast of this one thing.
这是圣经告诉我们的。
This is what the Bible tells us.
我们不应当夸口我们的家，我们自己有多大的成就。
This we should not boast about how much success we have.
我们也不要夸口我们家人有多大的成就。
We should also not boast about how much success our family members have.
这些都是属世的。
Because all of those things belong to the world.
我们要夸口我们跟世界是分开的。
Instead, we need to boast of the fact that we have been separated from the world.
世界是什么意思？
What is the world?
约翰一书第二章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 1.
约翰一书二章。
1 John chapter 2.
约翰一书二第二章。
First John chapter 2.
在新约圣经的后面。
It is at the back of the New Testament.
346页。约翰一书第二章16节。
First John chapter 2 verse 16.
到17节。
Verses 16 to 17.
二章16节，因为凡世界上的事，就是就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父而来的。乃是从世界来的。第十七节，
17.
这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。啊，圣经把世界上的事分作三种。
The Bible divides the world into three sections.
世界上的事就不是神的事了。
The things of the world are not the things of God.
因为神的事不在世界，这跟世界上是完全分开的。
Because the things of God are separate from the things of the world.
哎，有一个故事这样讲。
There's a story that goes.
哎，有个国王啊，他跟一些大臣呐、有一次到去游玩，到了一个大河的地方。
There was a king with his officials. One day, they went to tour a place that had a large river.
哎，那看到那个大河上有很多的船。
And they saw that on the river there were many boats.
哎，很多人来来往往。
There were many people coming back and forth.
这个国王就问说，这个问大臣说，这里面来来往往的人有几种人？
So the king asked his officials who were also there, saying.How many kinds of people are there who are coming back and forth?
这世界上人在忙什么？
And what are all the people in the world being so busy about?
世界上的人在追求什么？
What are they pursuing after?
哎，这个大臣很聪明。
So one official who was very intelligent.
他讲只有两种人。
He said there are only two kinds of people.
哎，第一种人为了名。
The first kind pursue after fame.
第二种人是为了利。
The second kind pursue after power.
世界上聪明的人都知道。
The intelligent people of the world know.
人活着就是为了名或为了利。
That people live for the sake of fame or power.
这是属世界的事。
These are things that belong to the world.
我们从小被教育、被长大、教育，就是为了这两件事。
From our youth, we are trained, we are educated for the purpose of attaining these two.
那世界上的事，圣经怎么讲呢？
But what does the Bible say about the things of the world?
就只有三种。
that there are only three kinds.
第一个是肉体的情欲。
First is the lust of the flesh.
第二个是眼目的情欲。
Second, the lust of the eyes.
第三个是今生的骄傲。
And third, the pride of life.
哎，这个不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。
They are not of the Father, but of the world.
哎，肉体的情欲就是我们的衣食住行呐、啊，我们自己所肉体所需要的。
Lust of the flesh are the physical needs that we have.
啊，我想穿得好，吃得好。
For example, wanting to wear good clothes or eating good food.
哎，我想要尽量想照我心里面想做的要去做，去享受。
To do according to our heart's desire.
哎，第二个就是眼目的情欲。
Second, the lust of the eyes.
是指着世界的荣华富贵。
Refers to the glorious, glamorous things of this world.
很多人都为了这个来走。
Many people follow after these.
哎，其实世界上所有的大臣都是世界上的荣华富贵。
For example, all of the great cities of this world are filled with the world's glamorous things.
哎，纽约市就是世界的最大的荣华富贵的地方。
For example, New York City is the largest place in the world filled with glamorous things.
很多人在那里努力。
Many people work hard there.
看到那么高的大楼。
They see skyscrapers.
有一天我要拥有这个大楼。
They dream, thinking that one day they would own this skyscraper.
这叫眼目的情欲。
That is the lust of the eyes.
今生的骄傲就是心里面的自我。
The pride of life is one's self in his heart.
哎，那个这个更困难了。
This is even more difficult.
因为那个是在我们的心里面。
Because it is within our heart.
哎，要让人家尊重我。
We want others to respect us.
哎，要我的意见能够突出来。
We all want our opinions to stand out.
哎，有的人可以花钱花力。
Some people can spend money on certain things. 但
是为了就是要得到那个名。
But they do so for the sake of attaining fame.
所以我在人家的人当中啊，不要被人家看清了。
Therefore, we hope that among people we are not looked down upon.
如果有人看清我，我会很生气。
If somebody looks down upon us, then we become upset.
哎，所以教会里面也有这种问题。
That is why this kind of problem also occurs in the church.
哎，我们来看看哥林多前书。
Let us turn to the book of 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书的第三章。
First Corinthians chapter 3.
哎，这些人都是信主的人。
These people are all believers.
哎，但是在教会里面却有这种今生骄傲的问题出来。
But in the church of God, there are in fact the issues concerning the pride of life.
哎，他们可以不要肉体的情欲。
They can neglect the lust of the flesh.
他们也不看眼目的情欲。
They can neglect the lust of the eyes.
但是很容易陷入今生的骄傲。
But it is easy for them to fall into the pride of life.
哥林多前书三章三节。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 3.
这保罗说对哥林教会信徒讲，你们人是属肉体的，因为在你们中间有嫉妒纷争，这岂不是属肉体的吗？照着世人的样子行吗？第四节，有说我是属保罗的，有说我是属亚波罗的，这岂不是你们和世人一样的吗？第五节，亚波罗算什么？保罗算什么？无非是执事，照主所赐给他们个人的引导，你们相信啊。这当中啊，让我们了解，信徒啊，如果没有努力进天国，也容易到了这个地步。
Here it causes us to understand that we as believers, if we do not strive to enter the kingdom of heaven, then we can also come to this state.
哎，有嫉妒纷争。
That there are strife, envy, and divisions.
他们根据工人的不同啊，去跟他们的联署这些工人。
And they divide themselves based on which worker they follow after.
或者是因为那个工人讲的道，他比较适合他。
Perhaps one worker's teachings are more suitable to them.
或者那个工人什么表现使他吸引他。
Or perhaps one worker has certain deeds that impress them.
那么结果呢？就不同的团体啊，不同的情形啊，就互相的攻击。
But then the result is that they were divided into groups, and they envy and have strife between one another.
哎，今生的骄傲是非常难。灵修的。
The pride of life is something for difficult for us to get rid of.
我们求主耶稣特别让我们能够提醒我们自己。
We ask the Lord Jesus to especially help us to remind ourselves
我们要跟从主耶稣要亲近主耶稣到天国
that in order to follow the Lord Jesus to the kingdom of heaven
要舍掉自己
we need to deny ourselves
最难的部分是我们心中的骄傲
and the most difficult part of doing that is to put away the pride of life
他这里说工人不算的什么
here it tells us that the workers are not counted for as much
谁来证道都是一样
No matter who comes to speak, it is the same.
都是借着神的话，大家互相勉励。
They speak with the words of God and encourage one another.
我们在这边来，不是在崇拜人，是崇拜神。
And we come to this place not to worship man, but to worship God.
因为那个这些东西都是世界的。
Because all of these things belong to the world.
所以约翰一书第二章那里讲。
That is why in 1 John chapter 2 it tells us.
世界上的事就是肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲、今生的骄傲。
That the things of the world are the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life.
这些不是从神来的。
They are not of the Father.
绝对不能怪神的。
So we cannot blame God for these.
如果我们有这个问题，要怪的怪自己啊。
If we have these problems, then we have to blame ourselves.
因为那个不是从神来的。
Because they do not come from the Father.
是从世界来的。
They come from the world.
从罪恶出来的。
They come from sin.
在二章十七节讲。
In chapter 2 verse 17, it says,
这个世界啊，和其上的情欲都要过去的。唯独遵行神旨意的永远长存。
And the world is passing away and the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever.
这些东西世界上的东西都会过去的。
The things of the world will pass away.
我们拥有的东西有一天会没有的。
The things that we possess one day will also perish.
我们真的东西，我们真相真的东西，有一天也是没有意义的。
Even the things that we see as precious to us one day will become meaningless.
最有意义的是什么
？But what is the most meaningful?
遵行神的旨意。
That is to do the will of God.
照主耶稣的话去做。
To do according to the words of Jesus.
若有人要跟从我
，Jesus says, if one wants to follow me,
要舍己
，he must deny himself.
天天背起十字架
，and carry his cross daily.
来亲近我，跟从我
，and to follow me and to draw near to me.
那我们。天背起十字架是一种消极的方法。
To take up our cross,
is a passive way.
Is a passive thing.
叫我们跟这个世界分开。
It tells us to separate ourselves from the world.
那我们要更积极的亲近神。
But we need to be even more proactive.
因为如果你只是消极的抵抗，而且积极上没有东西去做，就觉得不晓得要做什么。
But if you because if you only passively do the things that are required, but do not proactively do anything else.
我记得我刚退休的时候。
Then we will not be able to accomplish much. I remember when I first retired.
我觉得在家里有点困难。
It was difficult for me to stay at home.
因为早上起来不知道要做什么。
Because when I get up in the morning, I do not know what to do.
以前早上起来。头脑想都不想，车子一开就到公司去上班了。
In the past, when I wake up in the morning, I wouldn't have to think about anything. I just have to drive my car to the office.
哦，才了解。
And then I understood.
我以前是做时间的奴隶。
That in the past, I was a slave of time.
因为人家已经把我定好时间了。
Because other people had established my time.
我白天一定要去上班。
During the day, I have to go to work.
晚上回来到家里面来照顾家庭。
At night, when I come home, I have to take care of my family.
礼拜六呢，就在教会聚会。
On Saturday, I go to the church for service.
现在呢，礼拜一到礼拜五的白天不晓得要做什么了。
So now, from Monday to Friday during the day, I do not know what to do.
我发觉到我变成时间的主人了。
I realized that I had suddenly become the master of my time.
我不习惯做主人啊，我习惯好像习惯做奴隶。
But I'm not accustomed to being a master. I'm accustomed to being the slave.
如果你有退休过，如果你有这样子，你就应该了解我在讲什么。
If you have been retired before, you may know what I'm talking about.
你说叫我煮饭吗？我也没那么大兴趣。
If you tell me to cook, I'm not that interested.
我煮我自己吃的可以啦。
It might be okay for me to cook what I eat.
难道叫我学煮饭的煮那个大厨的吗
？But are you going to tell me to learn how to cook like a chef?
难道叫我一天到晚就清扫房间吗
？Are you going to tell me to clean my room day and night?
难道叫我一天到晚就种花吗
？Or to plant flowers?
我想了半天，神大概不是一天到晚叫我做那个。
I thought about this for a long time, and I thought perhaps God is not telling me to do those things.
主耶稣给我那么大的恩典，早一点退休，到底干什么？
So why did Jesus give me such a great grace to allow me to retire early?
哎，我发觉到，如果我没有想出来，我大概很快就死掉了。
I realized that if I did not think about, I did not resolve this quickly, then I might die very quickly.
因为我很快就觉得说人生没有意义啊。
Because very quickly I will feel that there is no meaning to life.
哎，我们听到常常有人得到老人啊，得到忧郁症。
A lot of times, we hear about seniors who become depressed.
哎，我明白了。
And I realized that
that's why. 为什么会这样子？
Why that happens?
因为他人生没有方向啊。
It is because they do not have a direction to life.
那我们这一生从小到大都在服侍神。
From our youth until we become old, we are always serving God.
以前上班的时候一直怪神说，一直讲说，神啊，你怎么不给我多一点时间来亲近你？
In the past, when I had work to do, I would ask God, saying, God, why do you not allow me to have more time to draw nearer to you?
教会要安排我讲道，我说一个月一次就好了，你这太多我都没有办法准备啊。
When the church schedules me to give a sermon, I tell them just once per month because if you schedule me too much, I will not have time to prepare.
现在我有的是时间啊。
But now what I have is time.
哎，但是我怎么不会去读圣经呢？
But why is it that I do not use the time to read the Bible?
哎，感谢神啊，让我了解这件事情。
Thank God, He caused me to realize this.
圣经到底有什么好读的？
That what is there good about the Bible to read?
有一些弟兄姊妹跟我一再查经。
Some brothers and sisters who study the Bible with me.
我就问他，你要查什么？
I asked him, what do you want to study about?
你要查故事呢，还是要查教义？
Would you like to study the stories or would you like to study the doctrines?
有很多人说啊，教义太难了，算了。
Many people say,
你给我讲故事好了。
Many people say the doctrines are too difficult, so please just tell me the story.
他们觉得这个没有什么东西嘛。
They think that there's not much to doctrines.
但是有的圣经里面太难了，我根本就摸不到。
If there is something too difficult in the Bible, I will not understand it.
感谢神啊，神让我有这么多的时间。
But thank God for giving me so much time.
我就想起以赛亚讲的话。
I started to think about the words of Isaiah.
以赛亚书，我们来看以赛亚书。
Let us turn to the book of Isaiah.
第五十章。
Isaiah chapter 50.
以赛亚怎么积极的亲近神？
How did Isaiah proactively draw himself near to God?
他怎么每天亲近神？
How did he draw near to God every day?
他为什么每天要亲近神？
Why did he draw himself to God every day?
他每天亲近神的结果是什么？
What was the result of drawing himself nearer to God every day?
以赛亚书五十章第四节。
Isaiah chapter 50 verse 4.
第四节。
Verse 4.
主神是我受教者的舌头，使我知道怎样用言语扶助疲乏的人。主每天每早晨提醒我的耳朵，使我能够听。像受教者的一样，这个是以赛亚先知感谢神的地方。
These are words of thanksgiving that prophet Isaiah spoke.
以赛亚是在主前哈，差不多700多年的人，就离现在大概2700多年前的人。
Isaiah was a person who lived about 2,700 years before our time.
我们知道他服侍神有多久吗？
Do we know how long he served the Lord for?
他大概20岁就开始服侍神。
He started to serve the Lord at about age 20.
很年轻。
He was very young.
他大概服侍神可能有40-50年或是60年。
And he served the Lord for 40, 50 or perhaps 60 years.
60年当中。
Among the 60 years.
以赛亚这样子每天的亲近神。
Isaiah drew himself close to God. Daily like this.
每天早上起来第一件事情跟神讲话。
And the first thing he did in morning would be to speak to the Lord.
其实不是跟神讲话。
In fact, it is not really speaking to the Lord.
他这里讲说，每天早晨神就提醒我。
He says here that every morning God awakens him.
然后提醒他的耳朵。
Awakens his ear.
每天早上起来，他不是用嘴巴跟神讲话。
That means every morning he doesn't speak to God with his mouth.
我们用嘴巴就是对人讲话。
We use our mouth to speak to man.
跟人家交通。
To communicate.
或者教人家。
Or to teach others.
但是用耳朵你就没有办法教人家了。
But you cannot teach another person with your ear.
耳朵是要听啊。
Because our ears are made for listening.
所以每天早上起来，以赛亚做什么
？Therefore, what did Isaiah do every morning?
我想就很多弟兄姊妹一样，早上起来会祷告。
I believe it is the same with many brothers and sisters. He prays in the morning.
你祷告是做什么？
What do you pray for?
你是要求主耶稣吗
？When you pray, do you only ask from the Lord Jesus?
其实最重要的是什么
？In fact, what is the most important?
主耶稣啊，你来教我。
We need to ask the Lord Jesus to teach us.
哎，我今天要做什么
？To teach us.
你要带领我。
To teach us what to do today, to guide us in what to do today.
在跟人家讲话，对人讲话之前呢，我要先听神对我讲什么。
Before we can speak to somebody else, we need to listen to God first to know what to say.
为什么要这样子？
Why do we need to do
this? 他说，求神赐我做受教者的舌头。
He here says that he has asked the Lord to give him the tongue of the learned.
舌头是在教人家的。
The tongue is to teach.
但是教人家之前要神要教我。
The tongue is for teaching, but before teaching others, the tongue needs to be taught.
为什么？
Why?
以赛亚说
Isaiah says,
然后我才知道怎么样用言语来扶助疲乏的人
that I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary.
这是一件很 重要的事
This is very important.
任何一个人 在讲道的人
Anyone who gives a sermon
应该要明白这个道理
needs to understand this teaching.
我们可能懂得很多的道理
We may know a lot of knowledge.
圣经可能读了很多遍。
We may have read the Bible many times.
但是讲道的困难在哪里呢
？But what is the difficult part about giving a sermon?
我们在辅导弟兄姊妹困难在哪里
？What is the difficult part about counseling brothers and sisters?
我们在帮助其他的人、家人或是其他人困难在哪里
？What is the difficult part of helping other people, other families?
就是我们讲的话。对方有没有得到造就
？What is difficult is to be able to speak words that edify other people.
我们可以讲很多的话
，We can say many things.
但是很可能只有一句话能够感动对方。
We can speak many words, but perhaps only one word can move that person.
那句话是我们不能用头脑想出来的。
And that word or those words are words that we cannot think about with our own mind.
那句话只有神教我才知道。
Those words are only.We only know those words because God taught us.
所以我们常常在聚会之前就会这样祷告。
Therefore, oftentimes before the service, we pray.
求神啊，借着圣灵使讲道的人把神要讲的真理讲给大家听。
We ask the Lord Jesus to help the sermon speaker to speak His words to people.
我们弟兄姊妹应该为讲道的人祷告。
Our brothers and sisters should also pray for the sermon speaker.
让圣灵感动那个讲道的人，将神的话。要我们要真正得到益处的神的话讲出来
，so that the Holy Spirit can move the sermon speaker to truly speak the words that come from God.
保罗在他的书信里面常常这样子讲。
Paul often says in his letters.
请弟兄姊妹帮我祷告。
He asks the brothers and sisters pray for him.
他那么有属灵的恩赐的人，还要叫人家祷告吗
？He was so gifted in spiritual things. Why did he need to ask people to pray?
为什么他要人弟兄姊妹帮他祷告
？Why did he want brothers and sisters to pray for him.
因为他知道讲那个有造就的话，荣耀神的话是从神来的，不是从他来的。
He knew that to be able to speak words of edification comes from God.
所以他才说求神赐给他做受教者的舌头。
That is why Isaiah says to ask God to give him the tongue of the learned.
然后他得到神的道理以后，才有办法借着讲明白的道理讲给人家，人家才会得到益处。
And then through understanding in receiving the words of God, he can speak those same words of God to other people and edify them.
这是一个属灵的奥秘啊。
This is a spiritual mystery.
如果我们知道今天要做一件很困难的事情
，If we know that we're about to do a difficult thing today,
你要跟人家讲话。
For example, that you need to go and speak to someone.
你可能要演讲啊，要这个工作上要跟那个客户讲话。
Perhaps you have to give a speech or you have to speak to a customer for your work.
或者你要跟一个反对你的人讲话。
Or perhaps you have to speak to someone who opposes you.
我们要了解，要有神的灵啊，感动我。
You need to understand that you need the Spirit of God to move you.
那神的灵在那里当中运行。
then the Spirit of God works among you.
很多弟兄姊妹有这个见证。
Many brothers and sisters have this testimony.
这个一个属灵的奥秘啊。
This is a spiritual mystery.
我们要认同啊。
We need to understand.
我们要 be conformed.
We need to be conformed.
我们要去做。
We need to do.
所以我们早上起来祷告的时候。
Therefore, in the morning when we pray.
不要急着一直跟神讲啊。
We should not hastily just speak to God.
我要什么？我要什么？我要什么
？Telling him what we want.
要求神，神啊，你教我，你教我。
Instead, we need to pray to God, ask God to teach us.
把我头脑里面的有想的东西先拿掉。
To take away the thoughts that are in our mind.
那个就是舍己。
That is to deny.
那个舍己自己没有办法做的。
That denying of ourselves, we cannot do by ourselves.
因为我们都保护我们自己。
Because we shield ourselves.
我们都觉得我们自己的意见是最好的。
We protect ourselves. We think our own opinions are the best.
那只有神可以把我这个东西拿掉。
So only God can remove those thoughts from us.
把我们自己拿掉以后，我们才能够听得到神跟我讲什么。
And then when He helps us deny ourselves, then we can come and hear what God has to say.
如果我们祷告很久，
if we pray for a long time,
我们也知道我花的时间很长。
We also know that we have spent a lot of time.
那为什么神没有成就呢？
Then why is it that God has not accepted our prayer or fulfilled our wish?
要想一想，是不是我的东西把神的话阻挡住了？
Then we have to think about whether or not it is our thoughts that is blocking the work of God.
我们看第五十章第五节。
Listen to chapter 50, verse 5.
第五节。
Verse 5.
主神开通我的耳朵，我并没有违背，也没有退后。第六节。
Verse 6.
人打我的背，我任他打。人把我的腮颊的胡须，我由他拔。人入我吐我，我并不掩面啊。这个在讲什么
？What is this saying？
当我们在祈求神，神开通我耳朵之后
，When we have asked from God and God has opened our ear，
我心里面就知道我要怎么做了。
Then we will know what to do。
我就不会违背了，
we
我
不会退后。No longer be rebellious nor turn away.
我就有信心了。
We will have faith.
主耶稣在客西门马尼园祷告的三次祷告的第一次就是这样子。
The first time Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane,
他祷告三次。
He prayed for three times.
他知道钉十字架非常的痛苦。
He knew being crucified on the cross will be a lot of suffering.
所以他第一次祷告说，如果可以把这个十字架的苦杯拿走。
Therefore, the first time he prayed, he said, "If it is possible, please remove this bitter cup away from me."
但是不要按照我的意思。
But not as my will.
圣经告诉我们，天使来下的加添他力量。
The Bible tells us that the angels came and strengthened him.
让他的耳朵打开了。
So that his ears were open.
第二次、第三次祷告完以后。
And in the second, at the end of the second and third prayer,
他知道要做什么了。
He knew what to do.
那些人要来抓他。
Those people were coming to arrest him.
他没有拒绝。
He did not reject them.
他还问人家。
He even asked them.
你要来找谁呀？
Whom do you look for?
我们要抓耶稣。
They say we look for Jesus.
我就是耶稣。
And he says, I am Jesus.
我没有退后。
I have not turned back.
当我们明白神的旨意以后，
when we know the will of God,
我们不会后退。
We will not turn back.
因为我们有神的话，神的旨意。
Because we have the word and the will of God.
我们心里知道这样子做是对的。
We know in our hearts that this is the right thing to do.
所以第六节这样讲。
Verse 6 says,
人家打我，人家打我的背。
That I gave my back to those who struck me, my cheeks to those who pluck out the beard.
人家侮辱我。
Those who shame my face.
我没有关系。
He says that he is fine with people who shame him.
第七节。
Verse 7.
五十章第七节。
Chapter 50, verse 7.
主神必帮助我，所以我不报愧，也硬着我硬着头皮脸面，好像坚实。我也知道。我必不至羞愧羞蒙蒙羞。第八节，称我有义的与我相近，与我相争的可以与我一同站立。谁与我相对呢？就可以就近我来。第九节，主神要帮助我，谁能定我的罪呢？他们都像衣服就渐渐旧了，为蛀虫所咬啊。这里进一步的讲
，Here he further says，
他不但信心十足
，Not only is he。Strengthened in faith.
他的脸好像坚石一样，坚硬的石头。
But his face is like a flint.
没有人能够动摇他的信心。
No one can move his faith.
因为他有神的话。
Because he has the word of God.
他知道他自己按着神的旨意在做。
He knew that he did according to the will of God.
因为主耶稣先开通他的耳朵。
Because the Lord Jesus first opened his ears.
因为他每天早上先问主耶稣要做什么。
Because in the morning he asked the Lord Jesus what to do.
所以他信心十足。
Therefore his faith is sufficient.
他说没有人能够站立在我的前面。
He says no one can contend with him.
因为神跟我站在一起。
Because the Lord stands with
him. 没有人能够抵挡我。
No one can be his adversary.
没有人能够定我的罪。
No one can condemn
him. 因为主耶稣已经定为我定十字架了。
Because the Lord Jesus has already been crucified for him.
这是保罗在罗马书第八章讲的。
This is repeated by Paul in Romans chapter 8.
主耶稣，神已经把主耶稣给我了。
That the God has given me, the Lord Jesus.
神会把全宇宙都给我。
So God will give me the entire universe.
我有神在一边了，还怕谁呢？
If I have God standing by me, then who am I afraid of?
而且他也知道敌人会渐渐的坏旧掉，渐渐的没有，渐渐的消灭掉。
He further knows that his adversaries, his enemies, will slowly grow old and diminish.
哎，我们要。我们要舍己，舍掉自己的意见。
We need to deny ourselves and deny our own will.
哎，积极的就是要亲近主耶稣。
And proactively draw ourselves closer to the Lord.
学习以赛亚。
To learn from Isaiah.
来到神的面前。
To come before God.
哎，能够祷告，寻求他的意见，寻求他的旨意。
And pray to ask for the Lord, the will of the Lord, and for His guidance.
来到主的面前，先把耳朵打开。
Before we, as we come before the Lord, we first open
神啊,
our ears.
你教我,
and we say, Lord, teach me.
神就会教我们,
then he will teach us.
哎, 我们再看使徒行传第四章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 10.
使徒行传其实这是讲到新约的一个什么使徒叫彼得。
Acts chapter 10 talks about an apostle in the New Testament. His name was Peter.
哎, 彼得他到了第四章已经到处传福音啊，建立教会。
By chapter 10, Peter had already been preaching the gospel and in establishing churches.
哎，但是神还要开通他的耳朵。
But the Lord was still to open his ears.
因为神要让他知道更进一步的神的旨意是什么。
Because the Lord wanted him to know further what his will was.
哎，这给我们做不是神的人很大的启示。
This reveals to us, this is a great revelation to us who do the work of God.
在我们做圣工的当中，
不是神当中，in our service,
永远要更新。
We need to renew our mind.
什么时候我们的头脑死了，我们的工作就停了。
Whenever our mind becomes dead, our work stops.
哎，彼得是爱神的人。
Peter loved the Lord.
哎，但他也是常常祷告。
And he often prayed.
哎，祷告当中神就启示他。
In his prayer, God reveals to him.
哎，我们来看第十章，使徒行传第十章第九节。
Let us look at Acts chapter 10, verse 9.
第九节。
Verse 9.
啊，第二天他们行路将近那城。彼得约在五镇上屋顶上去祷告。好，哎，我们看看第七十一节。
Verse 11。
哎，他见天开了，有一物降下，好像一块大布，系着四角，坠在地上。啊，第十二节。
Verse 12。
地里面有许多地上各样四足的走兽和昆虫，并天上的飞鸟。十三节。
13。
又有声音向他说：“彼得，起来宰了吃。”十四节，彼得却说：“主啊，这是不可的。凡食物和不洁净的物，我从来没有吃过。”第十五节，第二次有声音向他说：“神所洁净的，你不可当作食物。”十六节，一连三天，这样一连三次，那物随即收回天上去了。啊，在这里，彼得在祷告。
Here Peter was praying.
中午要准备吃饭前祷告。
At noon, praying before lunch.
哎。我不知道有没有人在吃饭前这样还要去祷告半个钟头的没有。
I do not know if anyone here prays for half an hour before lunch.
大概有是刚好是祷告会了。
Perhaps when we have prayer sessions.
那我们可以知道彼得有祷告的习惯。
But we know from here that Peter had the habit of praying.
祷告成为他生活好像吃饭一样的情形。
To him, praying is like eating.
哎，祷告，寻求神的旨意。
He prayed for the will of God.
哎，在那个时候，他是每天的祷告，他也不知道神要叫他做什么。
At that time, he prayed every day. He did not know what God wanted him to do.
哎，这是我们做神工人的一个基本的态度。
This is a fundamental attitude that we should have as workers of God.
没有错，教会已经安排了一些工作。
Indeed, the church has assigned work to us.
哎，但是神要叫我怎么做？
But how do we do it? What does God want
us to do? 到底神的计划是什么？
What is the plan of God?
我们不知道。
We do not know.
我们要谦卑地来到神的面前。
Therefore, we need to come before God with a humble heart.
哎，他像以赛亚一样有祷告的习惯。
Peter was like Isaiah, he had the habit of praying.
他想要叫神啊，打开通他的耳朵。
He wanted to ask God to open his ears.
这次他看到一个异象。
This time he saw a vision.
天上掉下来一块布，上面有很多动物，但是是犹太人在律法里面认定的不洁净的动物。
He saw from heaven that a sheet came down, but in it were all kinds of animals that were unclean according to the Jewish laws.
但是有一个声音说，彼得，你起来宰了吃。
But a voice came to him saying, "Rise, Peter, kill and eat."
彼得很自然的反应呢。
Then naturally, Peter's reaction was.
那个，因为他所被教的他所得到的道理，他这样子就反应出来了。
Based on what he was taught and based on the laws that he knew.
他说我从来没有吃过那个东西。
He said.Not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything like that.
因为那个就是他在到那个时候，他所认为的，他所懂得的圣经的真理。
Because based on his understanding of the truth in the Bible up to that time in his life,
律法里面叫我不能吃不洁净的东西。
That the law tells him not to, that he cannot eat anything that is unclean.
我就是这样子相信。
Therefore, he believed.
我是这样子行。
He did accordingly.
我也是这样子教人家。
He further taught other people the same.
主耶稣说，主耶稣天上的神说，我要再教你新的东西。
Therefore, at that time, God said that he will teach him something new.
神所洁净的，你不能够当作不洁净的。
It says, what God has cleansed, you must not call common.
那个律法是神规定的。
Because the law was established by God.
神说洁净就是洁净啊。
Therefore, what God says is clean is clean.
他不知道这个意思是什么。
Peter did not understand the meaning of the vision.
原来在楼下这个一个非犹太人哈、哦，非犹太人的一个哥尼流派他的兵啊来找他。
But in fact, just below him, Cornelius, who is not a Jew, sent someone to come and look for Peter.
圣灵告诉彼得说：“你去跟他们讲。”
The Holy Spirit told Peter to go and speak to them.
你们跟他们去。
To go with him.
他才知道。
Then Peter realized.
到了那里，那哥尼流的家。
When he went into the home of Cornelius.
那家人不是犹太人。
They were not Jews.
那家人带了很多不是犹太人在他家等他。
And they had brought many non-Jews into their home to wait for Peter.
他才明白。
Then Peter realized.
原来。神叫我传福音给外邦人。
That God was in fact telling him to preach to Gentiles.
因为外邦人在犹太人的眼光来看是不洁净的。
Because the Gentiles in the eyes of the Jews were unclean.
因为神只把律法、神的诫命交给犹太人，没有交给外邦人。
God had simply given His laws, His commandments to the Jews and not to the Gentiles.
主耶稣用着这个异象来告诉他。
But the Lord Jesus, through this vision, told Peter.
你以前认为不洁净的外邦人，今天神说洁净了。
That the Gentiles who you learned in the past were unclean. Today, they are clean.
我告诉你要传福音给他。
I am telling you to preach to them.
所以他就不得已啊，就传福音给他们。
That is why Peter could not but to teach them the gospel.
圣经告诉我们很奇妙的事情发生。
The Bible tells us that a miraculous thing happened.
44节。
Verse 44.
使徒行传10:44。
Acts chapter 10, verse 44.
彼得还说这话的时候，圣灵降在一些听到的人身上。
While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell upon all those who heard the word.
我们得圣灵的时候，大概是祷告的时候，祷问的时候。
When we receive the Holy Spirit, most of the time it is while we were praying.
我们大概没有听过人家得圣灵刚好在听到，你现在这个时候得到圣灵。
We probably have not seen anyone receive the Holy Spirit while they were listening to a sermon.
彼得马上明白。
But Peter immediately realized.
原来主耶稣叫我去传福音给外邦人。
That Jesus instructed him to preach to the Gentiles.
然后用他们得圣灵来证实这件事情。
With them receiving the Holy Spirit.It becomes evidence of this instruction of God.
表面上是彼得传福音给外邦人。
Superficially, it looks like Peter was preaching to Gentiles.
但事实上是什么？
But in reality, what was happening?
主耶稣开通了彼得的耳朵。
Jesus opened the ears of Peter.
我们今天传福音。
Today we preach.
我们要求神开通我们的耳朵。
We need to ask God to open our ears.
我们要想一想，为什么我们传福音传不出去？
We need to think about why it is that we are unable to preach.
为什么我们今天安息日信徒参加的人数，并不是很多？
Why is it that on Saturday, our members at church are not many?
我们要用什么方法能够使更多人得到造就？
With what method can we use, to edify more people?
这要求神带领我们。
And we need to ask God to guide us.
很感谢神啊，最近啊，很多人在用这个电话或者网络在与弟兄姊妹查圣经。
We thank the Lord that recently many people used the telephone or used the internet to study the Bible with brothers and sisters.
皇后区的教会啊，他们有一部分人啊，因为有一部信徒他们是做餐馆的工作。
In the Queen's Church area, because some members they work in restaurants.
你看他们的安排表。
So if you look at their schedule,
我记得应该没有错的话，一个礼拜三天半夜有聚会，电话聚会。
And then if I remember correctly, three nights a week at midnight, they have telephone services together.
我问他们负责的人说有多少人聚会。
I asked their board members, their council members, how many people participate.
大概有七个以上的人聚会。
And they say,more than seven.
我说一个礼拜三次，那有是不是有的人是不是每一次的人不一样吗？
And I asked them, it's three times a week, so is it different members participating each time?
他说没有，有差不多五个人每一个礼拜连续三次。
And he said to me, no, but there are five people who attend all three of those services every week.
我想我们在这个传福音牧养上。我们要有更新的看法。
I think we need to have a renewed understanding, concerning preaching of the gospel.
既然是要造就弟兄姊妹，
since we need to edify brothers and sisters,
那我们就要变更一下。
We need to be renewed.
这个不是说不能不安息日参加聚会不对。
We need to change. This is not to say that it is wrong, to worship on the Sabbath.
安息日聚会是神的诫命。
To worship on the Sabbath day is the commandment of God.
我们可以用别的方法再更进一步的造就弟兄姊妹。
But we can use other methods to further edify brothers and sisters.
要亲近神。
We need to draw near to God.
要能够每天早上起来有一段时间跟神亲近。
In order to do so, we need to have a time with God every morning.
求神开通我的耳朵。
And ask God to open our ears.
然后我才知道我怎么样去。帮助弟兄姊妹。
Then we will know how to help brothers and sisters.
因为我有神的话了。
Because we have the words of God.
求主耶稣常常带领我们。
We ask the Lord Jesus to guide us.
能够背起自己的十字架。
To carry our own cross.
就是跟世界隔开。
That is to be separate from the world.
简单讲就是把我自己的意见拿掉。
Simply put, to take away our own opinions.
积极的方面是什么？
What does it mean for us who are proactive?
每天早上第一件事是先问主耶稣你要我做什么？
It means that every morning when we get up, we need to ask the Lord Jesus to tell us what we should do.
先把不要把自己的东西放在脑子里面。
We should not put our own thoughts in our mind.
主耶稣你教我。
Instead, we ask the Lord Jesus to teach
us. 主耶稣一定会教我们。
Then Jesus will teach us.
不但是我们个人的事情。
Not only concerning personal matters.
你的事业。
Our work,
你的家庭
our home,
你教会服事的工作
and also our service in the church,
你的将来
our future,
神都会带领我们
all of those things God will guide us,
因为我们的神是信实的神
because our God is a faithful God,
他不会违背他自己所讲的应许
he will not go against his own promises.
我们来唱诗243首
let us sing hymn 243
Thank you.
Please be seated.
我们现在要一起来祷告。
Now we're about to pray together.
我们祷告当中求主耶稣继续带领我们。
When we pray, let us ask the Lord Jesus to continue to guide us.
尤其让我们明白他属灵的真理。
Especially to help us understand His spiritual truth.
因为那些真理能够带给我们的救恩。
Because that truth can guide us to salvation.
也求主耶稣带领我们每一天的日子。
We also ask the Lord Jesus to guide us during our days.
能够不断的更新，能够荣耀神，能够爱人。
So that we can be renewed day by day to glorify God and to love men.
如果需要按手祷告的，我们就可以到前面来。
If we need assistance in prayer, we can come to the front.
我们弟兄姊妹也为这些病痛的软弱的弟兄姊妹祷告。
We also pray for brothers and sisters who are ill or who are weak.
求主耶稣继续用他的慈爱带领着我们。
We ask the Lord Jesus to continue to guide us with His mercy and love.
不断让他们的身心能够得到安息。
Not only to help those who are weak and ill with their physical and spiritual selves.
而且能够让这我们所有的人都能够在他的真理上能够更进一步的明白。
But also to help all of us gain a deeper understanding of the truth.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray together.